Hi, I'm Samantha, a past guest on CJAM's Handy Link. You're listening to Handy Link on CJAM 99.1 FM, reaching high ground in Windsor, Detroit.
Welcome to Handy Link, sponsored by the Italian-Canadian Handy Capable Association, an organization that provides recreational and athletic opportunities for individuals with disabilities in Windsor, Essex. I'm your host, Cam Wells. First up in our show, I've been asking the question lately, how does keeping our physical health tie in with keeping our mental health in these difficult times of isolation? To help us answer that question, the first segment of our show, I'll be chatting with personal trainer Jamie O'Neill.
So tell me a little bit about how people can reduce health risks through staying active in these times.
So I would suggest to sweat every day. So in Ayurvedic medicine, there's three rules in every day. One is to sweat every day, one is to have a proper bowel movement every day, and the third is to have clear urine every day. So I would say you're at a pretty good basis of health if you're doing all three of those things, and those are for daily. So right now, a lot of us don't have access to gym equipment or anything, but we can still sweat. So whether it's going for a jog or a brisk walk, whatever to get your heart rate up to sweat, that'll get you that sweat. There's also something called more resistance training with just your body. So more tempo work, so very slow in your movements, will also create a little bit more sweat. Let's say you're just doing a squat. So if you're going down into your squat instead of just dropping into it, you can go down for 4 or 5 seconds. And maybe even pause for one or two at the bottom, then come back up. It's just going to kick on other systems in your body, and you could sweat that way too. So that's what I personally have been doing to sweat every day, but I'm sure there's more variables. If you have access to a sauna or a steam room at your house, not everyone might have the luxury for that, but if you do, you could also induce a sweat that way. But I would say try to sweat every single day. Have clear urine every day, so that might be 2 liters of water for some people, 3 or 4 for others, and a proper bowel movement, so healthier eating, making sure your gut is digesting food properly. If you find trouble with that, obviously seek extra help, maybe from a nutritionist or a dietitian. I know there's a lot of stuff going around online right now for extra help with that, but those will be my main 3 points for staying healthy through the body.
So, if the body's healthy, generally that would cut down on stress, which we've all been feeling during this COVID isolation. I'm guessing on that.
Yeah, so a lot of our mind and body is very linked. So, if you're feeling stressed or anxious or even depressed, in the mind, like you're just feeling foggy or unclear, the best thing to do is move. You want to flush that negative energy out of you, again, by sweating it out, doing movements, opening your body through different angles, not just walking in a straight line. Dance is great for that, or yoga, or other types of stretches as well. Just opening your body through different angles to allow the mind to flush out, using the body as like a realm to do that.
So, are there any challenges in getting yourself to overcome this sort of cabin fever people have been going through. I mean, exercise is great if you can get out and do it, but it can be a challenge for some people depending upon where they are.
Yeah, absolutely. So, a lot of it is our self-talk. So, a lot of things that go into our head, that's where it kind of starts. So, a lot of positivity. And the biggest thing is to just be kind to yourself. So, if you're having a negative thought, or you're feeling unmotivated, or you feel like you just can't exercise that day, for example, start with something. So one small task complete is going to lead to a momentum and help that momentum for a bigger task complete. And a lot of it is going to be just being kind to yourself. So example, maybe making your bed every morning as a non-negotiable, or your next day, your goal could be, no matter what today, I'm going to have 3 liters of water today. The next day, one small goal every single day that is a non-negotiable that you complete no matter what before going to bed, that's going to start your momentum into the bigger things. So if you can't do the small things or complete the small tasks, it's going to be very tough to complete the bigger tasks. So I would say start with one small thing, whatever you can 100% commit to that day, whether it's showering, whether it's getting dressed. And maybe some people are saying, I'm going to make all 3 meals today, nice and healthy, or 1 meal, or whatever it is for you on that specific day. I would say commit to that one thing, follow through, and that's going to build that momentum for you to keep going.
So if you could send any message to the community about why they need to stay active in these times, what would you say?
I would say that your overall optimal life and improvement of life quality and happiness and joy and getting rid of that stress and depression or anxiety or whatever barrier per se you might be facing right now, always keep in mind that mind, body, and spirit are extremely linked. So even starting momentum in one of those is going to help the other. The biggest thing I would say right now is to just stay kind to yourself. In the book, The Four Agreements, that would be a good read. One of the agreements is to always do your best. So nothing more, nothing less. And I would say, if your best that day, if you are operating at a 4 out of 10 that day, if you give 100% of that 40% that you're operating, it's going to create a momentum for you to keep going. Then the next day you might feel a 7 out of 10 or 8 out of 10, but you always give 100% of whatever state you're at. So if you always continuously do that, that's going to help you. And the biggest thing is to just stay kind to yourself. If you're feeling a 4 out of 10 that day, don't try to do work or tasks that you at 10 out of 10 are going to do. Because one, it could set you up for failure and make you feel even more guilty for not completing the task, or make you feel not as confident or in control, for example. So I would say staying kind to yourself, being truthfully honest with yourself, and doing your best per day. I'd
like to thank you for taking the time out to do this.
Anytime, my pleasure.
In this segment of our show, we'll hear from our friend Nicole Daigneau. She'll be telling us a little bit about what she's done to keep her yoga program going during the COVID quarantine. So what can you tell me about what you've done to keep things running?
Thanks, Cam. Wonderful to speak with you, and hello to your audience.
Hi,
I really appreciate getting the opportunity to share with you all the great stuff. It's amazing. I find it a real inspiration that not only my students, but the institutions that I work at have all found it important to continue all the programs I run. So, you know, after a very strange first month of not being too sure, we started doing some trial runs, and it's looking like things are set and good to go for the spring season. So, with the University of Windsor, just so your CGM University of Windsor students are aware of this, The University of Windsor is now running a virtual online fitness program that is available to all students and faculty. So they should be looking into that if they're interested in everything from yoga to core fitness, and I'll be teaching mindfulness practices as well. So just so your University of Windsor listeners are aware of that, there's an excellent program starting up this Monday, May. And then just in terms of my more private practices and work with my special needs students, it kind of began with a few private clients asking if we can try it out, doing things online using platforms such as Skype and Messenger. And we've had a fabulous time, and things have worked out so well that Community Living has asked me to do a few group classes where the students, including some students who've never tried yoga before, but now have very easy access to it, it being online, are going to try the modified and assisted yoga classes. So I'm really thrilled. And I might mention that also Maryvale, where I've been teaching for the last 8 years or so, where I teach youth and teens with mental disorders, they're also starting up the online variation of this program. So I'm just thrilled that everybody finds it extremely beneficial and they want to keep it going despite the situation that we're all in here.
So do you think when the crisis is passed, this will become a secondary platform? I mean, this is an expanded way of getting the word out about the work you're doing and to offer a demonstration to those who might not think they'd be able to.
Yeah, you know, I really honestly never thought of an online version, and I think many people are just realizing how differently things can go. For some people, that might not suit them. I know I really do like hands-on. I like being able to adjust my students, and I do like hands-on. I also do the Thai massage and healing body work. So I do like touch and hands-on, and I always promote touch and connection with my assisted yoga students and their caregivers. But I do agree with you, Cam, that this is a secondary way for people to do it, especially, I don't know, maybe on a cold winter's day when they can't get into their cars and vans to come to class, or if they just really don't have the energy to get up and going, or, you know, if they've just never tried yoga and they want to make it even easier to give it a go. I think this is an excellent way to bring it into people's homes. I'm really very, very inspired and pleased by it. I'm excited about it.
So can you tell me a little bit about the community reaction you've gotten to doing this so far?
Yes, I sure can. And I anticipated you would ask a question like that. So I did ask one of the caregivers of one of my students who needs an assistant for doing their practice. We started practicing about 3 weeks ago now. Herself and one of my students who practices out of his wheelchair. And I anticipated that you might ask that. So I asked her what her response was after our first practice. And her words were that she just couldn't believe the experience they had, that it just was so positive. And, you know, this is a gentleman who's already familiar with my voice and familiar with the techniques. He's been doing assisted yoga with me, both privately and in group classes, for over a year now. So he was already, you know, used to me. And she said, you know, I think John would like to see other faces than my own and the people that he's with. You know, there's a very limited amount of people that we can all see. So I think that hearing my voice and having that familiarity of the practice, even though it wasn't me right there physically with them, it seemed to really make his day. It perked him right up. I could see his response, and he definitely recognized me, and we had the same sort of dialogue that we do when we're in person. And her response, his caregiver's response, was that she just really couldn't believe it. She was excited to share with her manager, and that kind of was what got the ball rolling for Community Living to get the whole group class program going. So again, I'm just thrilled.
If you could send any message to the community about the need to keep things as normal and as connected as possible during these times, what would you say?
Well, I would say check out my classes. But I would say, you know, in terms of yoga, I would say that at this time, with all of us being, you know, maybe on edge, maybe a little bit stressed out, and of course with, you know, the possibility of sickness from the virus, I would say that keeping our immune system strong and our nervous system calm would be of the utmost importance. And these online classes are a great way to, you know, take those deep breaths, keep the body relaxed, stretch and tone your muscles, and stay connected. It's a fabulous chance for them to really heal and experience, you know, something new. And I think that's very important for us, that we keep experiencing new things, even though we're, you know, essentially trapped in our homes. I think it's important for us to, you know, maybe try that instrument we never learned to play and always wanted to, or, you know, learn that language, or whatever it might be, something that we just never seem to have time to do. I feel that this is such a gift in terms of the time that we now seem to have. I hope I'm not only speaking for myself, but it just seems that we have some time now to, you know, look at the things that have been on our shelves, pull out the board games that you haven't had a chance to play with your children and your family, and try those new things and take those deep breaths. I'd
like to thank you for taking the time out to do this, but if you can stay on the line.
Thank you so much, Cam. Yeah, and, you know, if I can just sneak in,
yeah,
cocoyoga.ca as the website, and that's a way for people to connect with me. My contact information is there if they might have any interest in trying yoga with me, maybe booking a session, or just seeing what I do. That would be wonderful if we could add that in, cocoyoga.ca. And thank you so much, Cam. I hope you're doing really well.
I am. Thank you.
HandyLink will be right back after these commercial messages, so stay tuned.
The Peer Support Center is a free drop-in center where you Windsor students can find a supportive peer to talk to. It's a safe and inclusive space where trained peer support volunteers offer counseling to those in need. The Peer Support Center is located in room 291 on the second floor of the CAW Center and is open Monday to Friday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. For more information, call 519-253-3000, extension 4551, or email psc@uwindsor.ca. And remember, it's okay to not be okay.
Welcome back to HandyLink, sponsored by the Italian-Canadian Handy Capable Association, an organization that provides recreational and athletic opportunities for individuals with disabilities in Windsor, Essex. I'm your host, Cam Wells. Earlier in our show, we heard from Nicole Daigneault about her virtual yoga program, and from personal trainer Jamie O'Neill. Each was telling us a little bit about keeping active during these times of isolation, and how increasing physical health can increase mental health. In this next segment of our show, we'll hear from Celeste Simpson from the University of Windsor, who'll be telling us a little bit about how she's handled the whole COVID isolation.
Tell me a little bit about how you've handled the whole mental health aspect of being in isolation because of COVID.
At first, I mean, it was all just so weird to me. Like, I didn't realize how big of an issue it was. Like, I came home after pretty much the university said they were closing down. So it was nice to be home, but at the same time, I was like, I can't see any of my friends. Like, when am I going to be able to see my friends? When am I going to be able to leave my house? So that was all kind of hard for me to handle at first, on top of, like, the stress of exams and stuff and how that was going to be handled. But I feel like I'm kind of at peace now. Like, exams are done, and I don't really go out that much anyway, so it's kind of nice to just be able to be with my family. family and hang out. But definitely at first, I was not handling it too well. But I'm a little bit better now that I'm kind of used to it. But definitely a weird situation for sure.
So what did you find was most effective when you were first in the shock phase of it?
Well, I was with my family. Like, I don't live in Windsor. I live in, like, near Chatham. So it was nice to be, like, with my family, like, not just over the phone, like, being in my house that I'm, like, used to being in. And I hadn't seen them in a long time, too. So it was really nice to just be with them. And that helped a lot. I feel like talking about, like, my stress and everything definitely helped with, like, my mom and my dad and stuff like that. So that definitely helped being around my family for sure.
So, last time you were on, we talked a lot about the university's accessibility work.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this is having an impact on students with disabilities and their whole mental health perspective?
I mean, probably. I'd hope that the university had some resources for them in this time, and going back also, I kind of feel like they don't even really know what to do in this situation. Like I said, it is kind of crazy, a crazy one, but I'm hoping that there is something put in place, just a little bit extra help in that case, but I'm not too sure. I hope so, obviously.
So what message would you send to the community about how to stay strong during these times?
I would definitely say, like I said, for me, a big thing was my family. So kind of keep your family closer, your friends. You know, there are other ways to talk to them. I've been really using Zoom and stuff to talk to my friends so I can see their faces and have a good time. So I guess just keep your friends and family close. Do things that make you happy. Use this time, you know, maybe to be productive or to do nothing. Just relax, you know, get to know yourself a bit better, the people around you, stuff like that. That's what I'm trying to do anyway.
So, when you are able to get back to the university, what do you hope for the future of the disabilities work that goes on?
Well, we're having, I'm hoping to keep DSSA going. We're having a little bit of trouble recruiting some people, but I want to keep that going. Try to spread the word about it around campus so we can do a lot of work with the university. But I hope that, you know, obviously there's more things available to students and it's more advertised that disability studies is like a program. And, you know, just kind of including like the disability community in a lot more things and creating more activities with them as well. And I hope that with DSSA and I hope that I can help with that too, implementing some of those things when everything comes back.
I'd like to thank you for taking the time out to do this, but if you can stay on the line for a sec, that'd be great.
Yep.
My friends, I felt it was critical to explore, in the middle of this isolation situation, that keeping the body active, keeping healthy, is critical. As with many aspects of disability life, keeping yourself focused on better things to be and just teaching yourself to be at your best really is what will keep you your strongest. If we succumb to these places that say the world's never getting better or I'm going to be alone always, then we start to feel it, not just in terms of the physical strain or one day blurring into another. Depression can quickly ensue, and that isn't something that just goes away like a light switch when this whole thing ends. The fact is, we need to be doing something good for ourselves, something good for our communities even if it's just a kind word via Skype. Truth is, my friends, you don't know when you might be speaking just the right thing into someone's day who needs it. You've heard so much about this whole virus and what it means to the world. But we must not forget, in the middle of all this, that there are still things we can do, lives we can be there for, and the potential to learn and to grow by this whole situation. I, for one, am hoping that the realizations we've encountered of what the disability community's known all along about the need for companionship, the need for adaptation, the need for respect and support are lessons we can all carry with us. For the fact is, we're not just in this for ourselves. As with many societies, we all just like to be out there, leading with strength on a day-to-day basis. And here we are in a situation where we have to rely on one another, fostering that sense of community, which I've always seen amongst people with disabilities. And things like virtual yoga, and doing something to keep yourself active, and even just finding ways to look toward the future. It's all about adaptation. It's all about saying, we're stronger than this situation. We, as a people, are more advanced than to let something like this get to us. We're lucky. We're in the technological age that allows us to at least keep in contact. It allows us to speak to one another, even to see one another, in some sense. But the truth is, yeah, there's a great strain going on, and it's a scary thing. It's a situation that really has been weighing on the hearts of many people. But it falls to each of us to say, is this situation stronger, or am I and those who love me stronger than the situation? That's not something I can decide for you, something we all have to consider for ourselves. Lives have been lost, the world has been reshaped. That's true. The question is, what are we going to do about it today and tomorrow? What are we going to take from what we've learned in all this going forward? What are we going to do to make the best of the light that we do have in these dark places? Is it easy? No. Is it possible? Yes. Is it at its best when we stand with others and we recognize that the world is not so far removed as we might give it credit for? It may be a question of finding new ways of doing things, but since when is the human race a stagnant force in history? Since when have we taken the approach that this can't be done and we're simply going to accept that? Disability life is all about being contrary to that notion. It's all about saying, we can find a way, challenging the precepts of possibility. You can look at the glass ceiling, and you can accept it, or you can try to find a way to push through. Right now, it looks difficult, but don't let it look hopeless, my friends. Don't say that the mental health strain is bigger than us, because there are things we can do. There are steps we can take to remain at our best. Might not be 100% of what we're looking for, but at least it's something, a positive step forward. And if you can do that, then my friends, you will find a way to beat this. Even if it's just in your own hearts and minds, you will be better for taking care of yourself and doing something just to remind yourself you're a dignified, strong, capable human being. This has been HandyLink. I'm your host, Cam Wells, reminding you we're all equal. So get on out there and have yourselves a good one. Something tells me you've earned it, folks. We'll see you next week.